Psalm 139 reminds us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we read that text of scripture earlier. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Nowhere is this more evident than in your DNA. You're maybe wondering tonight, what is DNA? What is he on about? Well, your DNA, if I can put it like this, your DNA is God's fingerprint on you. Your Creator's fingerprint on you. DNA is God's fingerprint embedded in every human being on planet Earth. Doesn't matter saved or lost, doesn't matter, every one of us have DNA, and it is God's trademark, if you like, or God's signature upon every human being on the planet. Inside each DNA molecule, there's what looks like a bridge. Then 10 segments later, there's another one. Then 5 segments later, another one. Then 6 segments later, another one. Then 5 segments later, another one. Now stay with me, folks, for what I'm about to describe tonight will be worth it. So you have this 10-5-6-5 pattern that's repeated over and over again for the entire length of the DNA molecule. Now this is particularly interesting when it's viewed in relation to the Hebrew language. Well, what's so interesting about it? Well, you see, in Hebrew, the numbers 10-5-6-5 correspond to letters. Okay? Now what are these letters? YHWH, which is the name for God in the Hebrew language, Yahweh. We in English say Jehovah. The God who created us has signed his name in every DNA molecule to let us know that we are his. You see, folks, we do not belong to the government. We do not belong to the United Nations. We do not belong to the European Union or even the WHO. You see, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it tells us that God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. In Genesis 9 and verse 6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 7, for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God. So I'm sure you're aware of this fact tonight. You've heard it before. This wonderful truth of scripture that we are each one created in the image of God. But I wonder, did you know exactly what that means? Well, if you didn't, when you come in tonight, now you do. Now you know that the name of your Creator is written on your very DNA. There's something even more wonderful than that fact. You see, what's even more remarkable is that Hebrew is a pictorial language. Each letter of the Hebrew language represents an image or a concept. Now, what about those letters that we mentioned earlier? The letters on your DNA and my DNA, what are they? YHWH. Let's think about them individually for a moment. The why. The why represents the word behold. It's the idea of looking at someone or something. Behold. The H represents a hand. But what about the W? The letter W in the Hebrew language represents a nail. So altogether, if you put it all together, the name Yahweh is saying, behold the nails in my hands.